This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden is ordering tough new vaccination rules for federal workers as the Delta variant continues sweeping across the United States. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In a somber address, the president lamented that effective vaccines are available to all Americans, yet people continue dying from COVID-19.
This is an American tragedy.
In a bid to boost flagging vaccination rates, the president will require federal workers to attest that they've been vaccinated or face mandatory masking, testing, and other rules. He's also asking the Pentagon to look at adding the COVID shots to vaccines troops are required to get, and he's urging state and local governments to offer $100 to people who get shots.
With incentives and mandates, we can make a huge difference and save a lot of lives.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
AstraZeneca has said it will seek U.S. authorization for its COVID-19 vaccine in the second half of this year. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The new timetable comes after the Anglo-Swedish drug maker had initially suggested in April that it would submit the application within weeks. The new announcement comes as the company released second quarter financial results. The report showed that the drug maker delivered more than 700 million doses of the vaccine to over 170 countries in the first half of this year. That includes 80 million doses that went to the COVAX initiative for low and middle income countries. The UK, European Union and World Health Organization have already authorized use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. Karen Chamas, London.
Fueled by vaccinations and government aid, the U.S. economy grew at a solid 6.5% annual rate last quarter. The total size of the economy has now surpassed its pre-pandemic level. For more,